Nashville entrepreneur Marcus Whitney knows what opportunity looks like. He's helped build several successful tech companies, and now he invests in other people's startups. He talked to WPLN's Emily Siner in our live series, Movers and Thinkers, about discovering the next big idea and how he's changed that discovery process over the years.
When Marcus Whitney started investing with his tech accelerator Jumpstart Foundry, he thought as long as he found good people with good ideas, he'd be set.
And we're so great and awesome that, you know, our help, a little bit of money, their ingenuity, we're going to be really successful.
And they were to an extent. But what Whitney has discovered is that these companies were more likely to do well if they were in healthcare.
Surprise, there's a strong healthcare industry here.
A $39 billion industry in Nashville, according to one estimate. So now that's where they start. Instead of finding the people first, they talk to healthcare companies about problems in the industry. Then they find the startups that are already working on the solutions. Whitney calls it cheating. I'm pretty sure he's joking. He says he still needs to find the right people and the right ideas.
It's just we have a much better understanding of who those people are and what that idea is when we start. It's kind of like going into a bar and saying, you know, I'll take anything. You know what I mean? Or going in specifically and saying, you know, I like my guy 6'4", you know, with a tight haircut. So we know our type, basically. Every year we know our type. And we bring 20 of them home with us.
There is one challenge, though. Healthcare technology is not like a new iPhone or a popular app like Instagram. It's hard to get excited about, which Whitney freely admits.
Making healthcare cool is hard. Obviously, the person who figures out how to make healthcare Apple good is going to make a million bazillion dollars, right? But it's not easy to attract really creative people to go do it, even though it's some of the most interesting stuff you could do.
He says it's also some of the most important. Healthcare technology can save people's lives. And he says it's easier than becoming a doctor. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
There's more of our conversation with Marcus Whitney on our podcast, Movers and Thinkers. You can listen to the episode on iTunes or go to our website, WPLN.org.